What do you estimate this Sindhu? November 4th, Kartik, we're discussing Bhav and how to attain Bhav. Yesterday we heard three different ways to attain Bhav. By Lochan Dham, by the beautiful blood-filled glance of Premi Bhakta. By Vachika Dham, by his words of blessings, and by his Suharda Dham. His Vachika Dham is his spoken words of blessings, and Harda Dham means his heartfelt wishes. He says, "Oh Krishna, he's such a nice person, please bless that person, Prema." Just the heart wishes. So now the examples we didn't hear, now there's examples. This is text 17. Saramanga Murdhanya Pranananda Mahi Sada Dvijendra Taramayastu Bhaktir Avyabhicharani. This is an example of bhava caused by the verbal grace of Krishna from Narada Purana. Verbal mercy. The verse says, Prasada Vachika. Prasada Vachika Avakadhan Har Adiyo Hare. This is Sri Krishna speaking to Narada Muni. O best of the Brahmanas, Narada, may you have undeviating bhava for me. That bhava is the crest jewel of all auspiciousness and full of bliss eternally. That's directly getting bhava by the Vachika Prasad of Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna. This is Aloka Dhamma Ja. Adrishta Purvam Alokya Krishna Jangala Vasina Vukligyad Antaratmano Drishtim Nakrashtam Ishire. This is bhava caused by the appearance of Krishna in person. Sakshat Darshan. Giving mercy by showing himself. Ah, Krishna. Awakening love simply by the glance of Krishna. The residents of Jangala, when they saw Krishna, who appeared like nothing they had ever seen before, the hearts of the residents of Jangala melted, and they could not take their eyes away from Krishna. They were stunned, looking at his beauty. And because of that, seeing that, they attained bhava. There's some note here. The residents of Jangala were not qualified to attain Krishna's darshan. Why? Because they had performed no sadhana with any such goal in mind, but the Lord graciously appeared before them. So that's the commentary on this verse. So when one performs sadhana, bhakti, vaidhi sadhana, ramnuga sadhana, by the performance of sadhana, he can come to the level of bhava. We discussed that. Now we're explaining how to attain bhava by mercy of Krishna's devotees in three ways. By sight, by words, or by blessings of heart. Intangible, imperceptible blessings. We don't see it. We don't hear. If one comes to the level of bhava, then he'll come to the level of prema. And when one becomes the level of prema, then he has the adhikar, he has the qualification to possibly receive sakshat darshan of Krishna. He has attained that qualification. It doesn't mean that Krishna is forced to appear before him, but he may have darshan. At the level of bhav, if one attains bhav by sadhana, or by kripa, then he has the qualification to attain spurti or vispurti, which is a very intense experience of Krishna's presence in one's mind. It's a mental darshan of Krishna, which is so deep and so profound that it seems in your mind, because you're in your mind and you're seeing, you're meditating on Lila, and you're seeing Krishna, he seems so real and lasts for so long in Vispurti, that you feel that he's really there and you're really there and you're still there, and then you can reach out and you just touch Krishna. But then when you try to, then he disappears, because it's a spurti, it's a vision, it's a deep meditation. It's not saksha darshan outside with the eyes. It doesn't, Krishna doesn't come and touch your forehead or hold your hand or whisper in your ear. It's described in Madhurya Kadambini. The level of prema, this can happen. You may see Krishna in saksha darshan, level of prema, then you swim. Then Krishna comes and may speak in your ear and may hold your hand like this, embrace you. This is described. So these particular rest, they didn't do anything. They didn't do any sadhana with this goal in mind, but Krishna just thought he would favor them. He went in their province and showed himself. They attained that. What did the residents of South India do to attain the prema? They heard the holy name from someone who heard the holy name, from someone who heard the holy name, from someone who heard the holy name from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's called parampara. They didn't see Lord Chaitanya. They didn't know about Lord Chaitanya. They didn't desire to see Lord Chaitanya. They didn't desire to attain Krishna prema. But somebody saw Lord Chaitanya, somebody heard Lord Chaitanya, either by his Sandarya Rup Darshan, or by his Madhurya Mai Kirtan. Hariharaya Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Nama, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Madhurya Mai Kirtan, Madhava, Mahabhava Kirtan, someone heard it. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. And they ran to the village and said, hey, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. That person heard, oh, prema, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. Such power, such effect. That's by the Madhurya Mahi Kirtan, the Mahabhava Brajak Bhav Kirtan. And then the Sandarya, Sandarya Rupam Darshan. The Darshan is beautiful, no Chaitanya. People became overwhelmed. They attained prema. These are the two ways by which Lord Chaitanya distributed prema. By his beautiful form, his unbelievable, transcendental, sweet beauty, Radha and Krishna's beauty combined in one golden form, and by his prema nam sankirtan. Now there's an example here of Harda, Prasada Antaro. Yat sahara iti katyate. The definition of harda, harda prasad, harda kripa, means heartfelt blessings. Mercy which arises from within, antar. The grace appears in the heart only. And it's called harda. Mahabhagato jata putraste varayana. Vinapaya upayabhud. Vishnu Bhakti Hodita. This is the there's a reference given in Shuka Samhita. Rupa Swamipada cites this reference from Shuka Samhita to describe the principle of receiving bhava without doing any sadhana, haven't done any chanting, any reading, haven't developed any good, nothing. We've attained bhava by the mercy of the Lord, by harda. Harda means heart, even sounds like heart. H-A-I-D-A, Sanskrit. And he cites a reference from Shuka Samhita to explain the quality of receiving within yourself the heartfelt blessings which manifest as Bhava Bhakti. O Balarayana, you have given birth to a great devotee as your son. Without sadhana, which brings back the goal, Bhakti to Vishnu has appeared in his heart. So Balarayana, of course, is Vyasadeva. And his son is Shukadev. But this is about Shukadev, right? So what sadhana did Shukadev do in the womb? Babies don't have any japa mala inside the womb. They don't have any Bhagavatam to read inside the womb. There's no murtis in there to do puja of. They're not sitting in some stari, meditating on their siddhadeya. They're just trying to develop their body. But bhakti to Vishnu appeared in his heart, because that was his father's wish. There's an example in our own times, in a recent history. This is 5,000 years ago. The Vyasadeva's son. Bhakti to Vishnu, and we'll explain that in a second. Vishnu Bhakti, which is the goal, Upaya, has appeared without any sadhana. The conclusion is that Shukadeva Goswami attained Bhav only by the mercy of the Lord, since there is no evidence of Shukadeva performing any sadhana or of obtaining the mercy of devotees. Because you can attain Bhav by the mercy of devotees or by the mercy of God. This mercy which Shukadeva attained, which blessed him with Bhava Bhakti, must have appeared through the heart, because he developed bhakti in the form of remembering the Lord while still in the womb. Bhakti approached Sukadeva's heart due to his remembrance of the Lord while still in the womb. While in the womb, Shukadeva did not see the Lord or receive the words of blessings from the Lord. Because we said by alochandan, by seeing the Lord, by the Lord glancing at you, if you see the Lord, you may attain bhav. Shishupal saw the Lord and didn't attain bhav. Kamsa saw the Lord and didn't attain bhav. So many people saw the Lord and didn't attain bhav because they're envious, demoniac. Even when they saw the Lord. Thousands of people saw the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. They didn't attain Bhav and enter the Lord's leelas. So he didn't see the Lord and didn't receive the blessings from the Lord. Then how did he attain Bhav? He didn't receive the words of blessings, Vashika. He didn't see the Lord and receive words of blessings from the Lord. Thus, the mercy manifesting in his heart was the only way by which he obtained Bhav. The Brahma Vaivarta Purana gives the details. So what kind of encouragement do we get from this? What kind of teaching do we get from this? That one can attain Bhav by the mercy of the Lord without seeing the Lord, without hearing from the Lord. Where is the Lord? God is everywhere, as far as I know. Isn't this sound like Harani Kashyapu? God, where is your Lord? Father, God is everywhere. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Vidishaduna Chishtati. Sarvabhuta, he's everywhere. Is he in this pillar? Yes, Father. Let's see. Oh. He found out. A direct vigyan, realization of the philosophy. Yes, God is everywhere. He's in the pillar. So what does this mean? What is this principle of attaining Bhava by heart? What does it mean to us? What does it mean to you? Nothing? How do you respond to this principle of bhakti? How do you respond to this teaching of Rupa Goswami? One answer is that to get this special fortune from the Lord, which is very rare, to attain Bhav by the heartfelt wishings of the Lord, you must be very qualified to capture the attention of the Lord to such an extent that he blesses you. Of course, I don't know all the details of what he did to do that. But the principle being discussed is that these people didn't do anything. Yeah, that's what he's saying. You can attain Bhav by sadhana, which, what does sadhana mean? It means doing something. Yes, you agree? Sadhana means acting. You have to do something. So now he says, without doing anything, you follow. Which means not doing anything is maybe no qualities. What I get from it is that the idea of Krishna having Sakshat Darshan of Krishna seems very far removed from me, because usually you don't get Sakshat Darshan unless you're Premi, so I'm not anywhere near that. And the idea of having Krishna speak to me, so, because if I have Sakshat Darshan, then I get Alochan Bhav, I see him, yes?
Yeah.
Alochan, Alochan means to see. Then I get Bhav if my heart is in the right position. But to see him, I have to have a qualification to see him, which means prema. Unless he just shows himself to me out of his kindness. And in his words, if he speaks to me, I also have to see him, which means I also have to be a prema. And if I'm not prema, I already have Bhav. You see? But heartfelt blessings are the chances of Krishna saying, all right, you're a sadhaka, and I want to give you, I'm going to show myself to you and give you bhav, alochan bhav. But I'm going to show myself and speak to you and give you bhav, because you're only a sadhaka. What do the sadhakas say? So that, but the idea of blessings in the heart, my response to this is that we don't actually know how it's going to happen. That we're doing our sadhana nicely, Vaidhi sadhana, then we start practicing Vaidhi sadhana mixed with Raghunuga sadhana, then we come to Ruchi and start practicing pure Raghunuga sadhana, and we go on to Ruchi and deepen our Ruchi, and more Ruchi than Asakti. And now, we may be approaching Vaidhi by our sadhana, but even before that, we're practicing sadhana, either Vaidhi sadhana or Raghunuga sadhana. Now here's how I respond, that we can start praying, Krishna, you can give bhav just by your wishes. If you, okay, I don't, you don't have to come, you don't have to peer before me, that's a little too much. I don't really want to bother you. I don't want to take you out of your leela. I don't want to take you out of, you know, disturb you from your leela. But can you think of me, if you think of me once while you're spinning around between one gopi and another in the rasa dance, if my prayer touches your heart, if my sincerity is so deep and genuine, and my practices are so, let's say, paka, or correct, maybe if you just think well of me, then I'll take bhava. So this shows that at any day in the course of practicing, and we have some qualification, because people attain bhava without qualification. The residents of jungle that didn't do any sadhana, did you hear? They did no sadhana. Krishna just decided to show himself to them, and then they got bhava. I just explained it, yes? You were there? Everyone was there? So what if we do something? We did nothing and got the mercy. You follow?
Yeah.
What if we ask the Lord to do something? What do we do? Krishna, please bless me. I can't wait. I'm anxious. I'm eager. Can you just bless me from within my heart with bhava right today? And without seeing Krishna, just by heartly blessings, as Shukadev did not see Krishna, he did not get the word spoken from Krishna, but Krishna from his heart blessed him. So if we're praying intensely day and night, and we're doing all of our sadhana, but at the same time the background is, because why are we doing our sadhana? For what purpose? To come to Bhav, to get love of God, yes? We're doing sadhana to attain bhava, when bhava means intense loving feelings towards the Lord, and then full absorption of ecstatic loving rapture with the Lord, which is prema. That's why we're doing sadhana, we do sadhana, and we said to attract the mercy, because without mercy it's not all possible. So part of our sadhana is vandana, prayer. So the goal of sadhana bhakti is bhava bhakti, which we're discussing. And bhava quickly brings prayer. There's no sadhana of bhava, there's no bhava. When you come to bhava bhakti, there's no sadhana. You're just serving the Lord with bhava, and then that deepens into prema. Sadhana bhakti, there's no, oh, now I'm doing bhava bhakti sadhana. No. Now you're not doing bhava bhakti sadhana. There's no more sadhana there. It's just serving Krishna with bhava. Now we're serving Krishna with envy and anger and so many other things. We're trying to serve Krishna. Real service begins because Krishna is served with love. We say loving devotional service. Our devotional service is loving? I doubt it. Now it's longing devotional service. We're serving with longing and yearning and hoping to love someday and learning to love. It's longing devotional service, it's not loving devotional service. Because we don't say service. I'm in the service. I'm services. I'm in government service. That's right. Is that loving government service? No. Loving government service. No, it's service. Government service, right? We have this term. But bhakti is devotional service. Everyone agrees with that definition? That's what bhakti means? What does devotion mean? It means love? Are we serving with love? Yeah, I'm not, let's put it that way. And we say, Krishna says, we should make offerings with love and devotion. So I say, yes, we should make offerings. What's that verse? Patram pushpam phalam tayam yome bhakti payachati. Taram bhakti payatam ashtami payatatma. He says twice, bhakti payachati. With bhakti. Full bhakti ke sat, a flower with bhakti, a fruit with bhakti, a patra, a tulsi leaf with bhakti, not just a tulsi leaf, not just a fruit, not just a pizza. but khichdi with bhakti, this should be offered. But I make a joke, I say, actually, instead of making offerings with love and devotion, we're making offerings with lust and commotion. If you don't know what commotion means, because it's not your language, it means lots of passion and really fast. Okay, thank you. That's called commotion. Commotion. Lots of motion. Lots of jelly jelly fatafat offering. Oh, the Archan book says you should leave the offering on for 20 minutes. 20 minutes? I'm starving. Krishna, here's my rice dajavadis. Tulsi Patra. Okay, thank you. Bye. 5 minutes. Hey, Krishna, wait a minute. Krishna, wait a minute, I'm not done the doll yet. Hey, do that. Bye-bye. Put that spoon down. So we offer a lust and commotion, not man and devotion. I mean, me. I don't mean you. I mean, you're all pure devotees. And you wait patiently. And even 25 minutes goes by, you don't even notice it. Because you're busy chanting extra rounds or reading some shastra. Or are you busy salivating? Prasad. I'm Krishna. You're first, Krishna. No, I won't smell it. So from this idea that Krishna is so merciful that from his heart he can heart prasad dha, that he can give the prasad, he can give his heart, he can give his blessings from his heart. This is very inspiring to me as a sadhaka. I'm doing sadhana bhakti because I want to come to the level of bhava. When I'm trying my best, I'm not going very far. It's going really slow. Year after year, I seem to be the same stupid person, same stupid devotee. We're all the same in others, and all that lack of taste, and lack of attraction, lack of attachment, and all the enviousness I had 10 years ago, I have the same amount of enviousness now. It's really slow progress. So Krishna, can you just bless me? From your heart, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna, please bless you and bow. I can't wait anymore. You got to do something. I'm a bad case. When the Lord is saying, and then the Vagran Prabhu, he's saying that when we're chanting 16 rounds minimum every day, then that itself, that prayer, as Prabhupada directed it, we're praying for bhav. We're actually praying for bhav. Because what are we praying for? What is seva? We say, please engage me in seva. Everyone agrees? That's the basic meaning, rani, rani, this, that, please engage. So that seva is bhav seva. You have a praying seva. When the gopis are doing praying seva, and they're asking for a seva, oh, you're wondering, what seva can I do? Oh, do this praying seva, do that praying seva, and go, oh, you're fanning. Oh, so I'm fanning the divine couple. And then the mandri says, oh, put down that chana, go pick flowers. Okay, yes, thank you. And I do this praying seva, that praying seva. So they're begging for praying seva, and I engage in loving service, loving service. So we're begging for seva, means begging for bhav. Chanting Hare Krishna is begging for bhav. begging for seva means begging for bav seva. We want pure seva, pure devotional service. Our service should be full of bav. Our service should be full of feelings. We should serve from the heart. Okay, I'm doing a service now. I have to do it, you know. Then what is that? That's slavery. That's slavery, that's not serving. That's work. That's painful. That's laborious. That's serving is blissful. On the high end. Praying serving is full of Mahabharat. Radharani, what is Radharani doing? She's serving Krishna. Is she suffering? Oh, I don't like to serve Krishna. This is not nice. I want a vacation. I need a vacation. Can I have 2 weeks off from my seva? I've been doing this puja work for so long, I need a vacation. Radharani says, you know, I've been doing this Nikunja seva for Krishna for so many months, I need a vacation. No, it's loving seva, it's Mahabharata, it's full of Mahabharata, ecstatic bliss. She enjoys serving Krishna. She enjoys seeing Krishna enjoy her. Radharani says, in the fourth chapter of Adibhuta, my happiness is in serving Krishna, cooking for him. I find the greatest ecstasy. He finds it, and Krishna on the other side finds the greatest ecstasy in having union with my body, enjoying the conjugal bliss. My happiness is just in serving him. I get full bliss just cooking for him or serving. And his bliss is enjoying me in the kunjas. That's his pleasure. He likes that. So I give my body for him. So this is the idea that we can take advantage of this and pray, Krishna, please, you blessed devotees in the past just from your heart of kripa, your heart of prasad. Please bless me. Tomorrow we'll discuss the idea of bhava rising from the mercy of a devotee.